Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction, along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.
Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb. At the NBAA annual meeting a couple of months ago, six aviation professionals took part in a panel discussion about an expected shortage of pilots and mechanics in the near future, specifically for business aviation, and what that means for operators and for safety. Today I'm talking with Cheryl Barden, President of Aviation Personnel International, and a member of that panel, to find out more. Hi, Cheryl. So thanks for talking to us today. And I guess to start out, I'd like to just, if you could give us sort of a summary of what the situation is as far as the business aviation talent pool and what's going on, what the issues are.
Thank you, Mary. We've been talking for a long time about the fact that there was going to be a shortage of trained professionals in aviation and business aviation in particular. We're really talking here about pilots and trained maintenance professionals. Back in 2008, we started to see this happen, and the market got very, very tight. If you had gone online to one of the websites, you would have seen multiple postings looking for pilots, looking for maintenance professionals, and you would see the same postings coming up again and again and again. They weren't being able to get filled. So what was happening at that point was folks were, if they were moving, they were moving to higher level jobs that offered more to them. All of a sudden, things began to change, and they began to change in late 2008, early 2009, when the economic crisis hit and business aviation saw an incredible drawdown. It quickly, almost overnight, flip-flopped from a talent poor market to a very talent rich market, and people were having a hard time finding jobs. Layered on top of this was what was going on in the commercial aviation industry, who has traditionally been the biggest competitor for our talent, and they had enacted the age 65 rule, changing retirement from 60 to 65. So basically, the commercial aviation industry went flat. We were in an economic downturn, and business aviation usage went down significantly. What's changing now? Well, this, what I call, and we talked about on my panel at NBAA, was the perfect storm. Business aviation is coming back. We are seeing greater usage of business aviation, and our employers are needing more talent to refresh and meet the demands in their own organization. Our business aviation organizations are seeing folks retire. Folks who might have put off retiring for a few years during the economic downturn now have the confidence to retire. And at the same time, at the end of this year, we're going to start to see the airlines begin to retire again, and they will need to add more personnel, and it will become more competitive. Put on top of that, the fact that next summer, we are looking at increasing the amount of hours necessary for a pilot to fly for a regional airline to 1,500 hours. So we've got a lot of things happening all at one time, a perfect storm that is going to put an incredible stress on our talent marketplace, both for trained pilots and for trained maintenance professionals.
Okay, now you're seeing this as not only an economic sort of issue, but also a safety issue. Can you talk a little bit about the implications of this?
Well, it's very interesting. Back in 2008, Bill Voss, who's chairman of the Flight Safety Foundation, opened the corporate safety seminar with something to the effect of that the future of trained aviation professionals, especially pilots and aviation maintenance technicians, will be the greatest threat to aviation safety that we will face. And if we do not have well-trained personnel, if we are behind the curve on that, then it will definitely be affecting safety. We won't be able to keep the commitments that we make for schedule. And will we see things like pushing duty time or pushing people into jobs that they're not quite ready for? I think that's part of what we're talking about from a safety standpoint. If we don't have all of the training behind us, then are we going to be able to maintain the high level of safety that we've seen, especially in business aviation?
Okay, and so if there are statistics and forecasts out there that are kind of predicting this coming shortage, is there anything being done to address this, before it's upon us?
Well, I will tell you that I don't think there's anything that is a significant program that is addressing this. From a standpoint of advertising and illuminating aviation and business aviation as an exciting, viable career, I don't see any large-scale program out there that is doing that and making that happen.
Okay, well, and if people want to know more about this, I know you assembled a report based on that NBAA panel with all of these details and forecasts, and where can people find that?
Well, they can find a copy of the transcript of our panel, which had six different professionals on it, and they can find that on our website at www.apiaviation.com. And there will also be an abbreviated white paper that should be on there shortly that condenses the contents of our panel discussion.
Okay, great. Well, thanks a lot for talking to us today, and I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Mary.
Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.